You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder if it's almost impossible to go back-to-back in this version of college football. Should we ask Urban Meyer that? I think we should there, Tone. Because, I mean, you got 12 teams right there. It's, especially in today's NIL era, to put the confetti back in the cannon, I mean, it's almost like you're asking a program too much to go back-to-back. Like, I could see Ohio State, like, I'm not trying to be a killjoy here. I could see Ohio State in a year or two winning another national championship, but it's like, man, it's hard. It's hard. It's almost impossible. You're still the number two team in the country, but man, you've accomplished it. It's hard to go back and get everybody riled up again to do it. It was a hell of an effort.
I just keep looking at Penn State, right? Because Penn State is by all accounts supposed to be a national championship contender. Where is your roster in comparison to Penn State? Where is your coaching in comparison?
Remember, they're number two in the coaches' poll. I think they're number three in the AP poll. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my real story all year. The headlines I'm going to be looking at. Julian Sain. Where is his development? Like, he could look atrocious in week one, and everyone will be down on Ohio State. But it doesn't really matter where Julian Sain is week one. Where is he in that second half of the year? Where is he in that stretch run? Because we just saw last year, you could have a quarterback like Kyle McCord play horrifically in the Michigan game, right? Your last regular season game of the year. That didn't even matter. It's where are you for a stretch run? Where are you for a postseason run? Where are you going to be at? Because Ohio State should, right? I think we say should, when all is said and done this year, looking at that schedule, they should have a chance to get into the playoff.
Easily, yes.
So even with a loss to Texas.
You would think. You brought up, you wanted me to ask about the Penn State. You wanted to ask me about the Penn State thing. I think it's another year of conversations about James Franklin, where I don't think it goes anywhere. I mean, even if they were to lose to Ohio State, if they were to lose to Oregon and they finished 10-2, it's like, well, he ain't going anywhere. I think this is their best crack at it to actually have a national championship in a long time with Penn State. But I don't think, does anybody really pick them to beat Ohio State? Because his record against top teams would say otherwise. And it's become a ghost that follows him around to every game they go. It's like, okay, yeah, great. You beat App State. Fine enough program. When are you going to beat Ohio State? When are you going to beat Michigan? When are you going to beat Michigan when they're good? When are you going to beat all these other football teams? Like, that's the question that falls around James Franklin. And Penn State, I think it feels for a Penn State fan like they're probably stuck. And I'm going to move back to the Browns here in just a second. But I think for a Penn State fan, it probably feels like you're stuck because I think you know in your heart of hearts, James Franklin is a really good coach. Is he of the same ilk as some of the other guys? I don't know. I bet a lot of people probably would have put him above Ryan Day going into last year, considering what happened there, and now you're like, no way. Outside of Ohio State, of course. No way you'd put him in the same stratosphere now as Ryan Day and what Ohio State did, being able to rally those guys after that terrible loss to Michigan. Like, there's no clue. But you can't let go of this guy because you're not above being Nebraska after Solich. You're not above that. So you got to be careful if you're a Penn State type of program. So I think it's going to be a very interesting season how this plays out for the top three teams. And, of course, Texas with what Arch Manning said a couple of days ago, where he's got to keep his options open. Plus, and somebody else brought this up, I thought, and I want to ask Urban Meyer about this coming up here in about 15 minutes. With Arch Manning, I think you have to leave your pro options open because I think there's other things that you can maybe get offered by an NFL football team that aren't on the rookie wage scale, and that might have to be taken into account with the CBA because who's to say that I want to come out? Well, now your team has the number one overall pick. What are you willing to offer my father? What are you willing to offer my grandfather and my uncles? That is not part of my salary. What are you willing to do something like that? I want to take care of my family with generational wealth. Hint, hint. Of course, it could always come back to, and somebody made a great point on Twitter. Yeah, I could always go back to Texas. What are you willing to offer now to keep me if I go out and win a Heisman Trophy and a national championship? Now, this is putting so many carts before so many horses because we've only seen him really play against not great programs. So we got to see what he does because I'll tell you what, if he goes out there and sucks up the room next Saturday, there'll be a lot of people waiting to go after Arch Manning coming up that Monday. 216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski, you asked me this question on my way in today. I read it on the speaker on the phone there on the truck, and you had asked, let me get this correctly here, did Stefanski make a mistake in calling all this a QB competition? Explain yourself.
So when we, you know, set out with four quarterbacks to begin training camp, Stefanski said it would be a competition. He didn't go into specifics about, well, would this be two guys battling for the starting spot, two guys battling for the backup or the third string? He never went into great detail about that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he was pressed on it, but there are people out there that were under the impression that, like Shador or Dylan Gabriel, but mostly Shador, had a chance to start week one.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Against Cincinnati, and all the behavior of the reps in training camp, the way that they divided or allocated the reps in training camp, the personnel groups the quarterbacks were pairing up with, it would have led you to an obvious conclusion that Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel had no shot ever really to start week one. This was not a fair quarterback competition. That really wasn't by the behavior, by what people were seeing at camp every single day, by the beat reporters and what they were telling you, and by some of the leaks that came out eventually, which were, oh, these guys are miles behind. Like, don't ever confuse this as an actual chance to win a starting job. And it seems to have angered fans that Shador and Dylan Gabriel never really had a shot to start week one. And so that's why I asked the question today. Kenny, could we have avoided a lot of the nonsense? Could we have avoided, it's been great for radio because we've welcomed in all the Shador fans. We've got a lot of people from Boulder, Colorado. We had people from Dallas calling yesterday.
Atlanta, I'm a big Shador fan. Atlanta, the one guy who called in, he started listening only because of Shador.
We welcomed them and we were happy, but I hated to break the news.
They better not cut him now.
But I hated to break the news to them that there was never really a quarterback competition. They said, then why did your coach say it? So did they invite unnecessary debate over this.
I want to disagree with you, because to have the debate, I think they did. I think they invited that, because when you have Shador Sanders and this massive fan base, you know, we've had other massive fan bases jump in. I've told the fans, like, you guys haven't experienced anything like this. Yes, we did. We experienced Johnny and we experienced Baker. This is my third rodeo, my first.
And by the way, we had some Odell. But we brought in some fans from all over the country.
That's another great point. This is our fourth rodeo. But those three other guys, Odell was expected to be wide receiver number one, obviously. Those other guys had chances to start. I mean, it was a debate every single raging day about Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer. It was a debate about Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield and whether or not Hugh Jackson was holding them back. There really should have been no debate on Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, or Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett. It should have really been two separate ones. Now, I still think you would have found fever. I still think you would have found an argument. But when you have a fan base that's that big, and you say it's an open competition, and then you see that fan base say, he's got no first-team reps, I can speak until I'm blue in the face and go, guys, you don't understand. I'm hearing from the people in the building. Other guys who are connected are hearing from the people in the building. He might have been further behind than what you may think when it comes to the NFL offense that they would like to run. He's coming along. They're doing right by Shador. But you don't want to hear that, because the head coach himself came out and said it was a four-quarterback competition. If he would have said the competition to start is between Kenny and Joe, and then the competitions behind him were to be behind Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, I think it would have been a competition of who gets cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could always just say, hey, we could always keep four. I think that would have probably been your big fight of who gets cut between those guys. And then why would you have taken two rookie quarterbacks if you intend on cutting one of them, especially a guy with the fan base of Shador and a guy who I think has a great ceiling like Shador does. And Dylan Gabriel you took in the third round, so then you're putting him behind. I don't know if there's anything they could have done to eliminate any sort of controversy, but I can't help but agree with you. When you say it's a four-quarterback race, and then the guy who has the biggest fan base and the guy who really gives you the most hope for the future, can we all, unless you are a Shador Sanders hater, and we got a few who listen, but the guy who you would think, hey, he's young, he's got the higher ceiling, I think he has a higher ceiling than Dylan Gabriel, when you don't give him any first team reps and you're saying that there's a thing, well, now I have to trust you. How many people trust the Browns? That's an uphill battle. So now I have to try to trust you, which that's going to be hard to do. And then I'm thinking, well, now you're not being fair to my favorite quarterback, is what his fan base is thinking. So, yeah, I have to agree with you. I think you're right. I think it would have been much simpler if he would have separated it and said, hey, we could keep all four quarterbacks. Absolutely. This is as open as it gets, but it's between Joe and Kenny to start the season. You could have done that.
Yeah.
I wish I could debate you on it, and maybe a couple of weeks ago I would have, but thinking as clearly as I can, you're right. You're right.
Obviously, the Shador has been a gift from the gods. I see the clicks every time we mention Shador, and we try to be fair. We're never accused of being fair, though. That's the thing. Anytime we talk about Shador, it's never the right amount for the people that are listening, where it's either too much or too little, or we're not giving them a chance or whatever. I think there is an element of the fan base, and especially Shador fan base, that wanted him to be treated like a certain rookie quarterback in Washington last year. Like, that guy hit the ground running. Why can't our guy hit the ground running and start immediately and have a chance to take the team to the playoffs? You know, they will never understand why he's not being treated like that.
And because of the open competition, remember what I was saying to you 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't believe he should be treated as just another fifth-round pick. But I don't believe he should have been treated like Jaden Daniels either. So where do you find the middle of it? If you would have separated it, I think it would have been easier to do.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.